This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 312 for Thursday, March 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are weaker on Thursday as China proceeds with its 100% tariffs on imports of Canadian canola meal and oil. At the final settlement, the May canola contract drops $11.50 at $572.70 per ton, and the July contract loses $10.30 at $584.20 per ton. China warned Canada of its planned tariffs on March 8th, of which canola has been recovering this week from sharp losses last week. China's actions are said to be in response, with Canada acting in concert with the United States and the European Union in putting 100% tariffs on imports of Chinese electric vehicles. Of note, China's action excludes canola seed. There's some support coming from gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, plus most Malaysian palm oil contracts, while European rapeseed is mixed. There are slight losses in Chicago soy meal. Strength in crude oil is spilling over into the vegetable oils. As well, there's some end-user buying interest as canola remains relatively cheap compared to other veg oils. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Thursday afternoon, with the loonie at 69.82 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its export sales report for the week ending March 13th. Export sales of old crop soybeans are nearly 353,000 tons, with old crop soy meal at around 182,000 tons and soy oil about 34,000 tons. Export sales of U.S. corn are just short of 1.5 million tons of old crop, while wheat incurs net reductions of almost 249,000 tons. However, new crop wheat has sales of 491,000 tons. In the latest tariff measure from U.S. President Donald Trump, he wants to hit China-linked ships with levies up to $1.5 million when docking at U.S. ports. Trump claims this would revive the U.S. shipbuilding industry. However, there are grave concerns coming from U.S. agriculture and energy sectors. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turn around to climb higher on Thursday afternoon. The May contract adds a nickel at $10.13 per bushel. May soy oil gains more than a third of a cent at 42.71 cents per pound. May soy meal dipped 60 cents at $297.10 per short ton. Also in Chicago, May corn gained 7 cents at $4.69 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago May loses 6 cents at $5.57. Kansas City May drops 8 cents at $5.68.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May gives up 6.5 cents at $6.05. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, March 20th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.